the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us for Tech Thursday. So, smart home and energy management. This is timely, Andy. Is an investment in a smart thermostat a good idea?
I think it is, Matt. I think they're incredibly useful. They really do work. They take the stress out of just even those simple moments like leaving the house and thinking, oh no, did we leave the heat on? This time of year when, you know, out of the blue, we'll still continue to get those bitter cold evenings, and being able to turn the heat on as you sit in traffic, perhaps on the way home, and you will use the heat more effectively for sure. So I do really suggest getting one.
Okay, give us an example. Tell us about the Netatmo.
Netatmo make a range of products that really fit well into the smart home. And there are various ones that they make. Even, believe it or not, their outdoor weather station fits into this equation, Matt, because it can check the temperature outdoor and indoor and then signal to turn the heat on. But for about €180, Netatmo make a smart thermostat that's really good. And you'll get somebody to fit it for you. You can't fit them yourself, but you'll get it fitted, and within an hour, you're ready to roll. And basically, that means the Netatmo system starts to learn your home's heating or thermal characteristics. And also, the weather outside, it uses that information to optimize when it fires the boiler up for you. It has intelligent scheduling, and so you can set, like, you know, the timer that most people would have in their homes. You can set an on and off time, but intelligent scheduling understands and begins to monitor when you turn the heat on and when you turn it off, and then it creates the program for you. And when it does that, it reduces your energy consumption, but you don't sacrifice comfort because it's learned from you. And you can override it, of course. But first of all, the design, I think Philippe Stark designed it. It looks really cool in the home, wherever you mount it. And you can control it via an iOS or an Android phone or on your PC. And one of the things it does, Matt, is it has a monthly energy savings report. Really useful and honestly, a really good investment.
It costs so much?
€180.
Okay. Should you get smart radiator valves to go with it?
And this is one of the things, because when you sort of invest in a smart thermostat, that's the start. That's the basic of your home heating sorted out. The thing about that is your smart thermostat can't do anything about the fact that you're all sitting downstairs, someone's having dinner or studying in the kitchen, someone else is watching the TV, and someone else is doing something else, all downstairs. So you're heating those bedrooms and you're kind of, you know, you could be wasting that heat. So what you can do is you can fit these smart radiator valves. What that means, instead of having kind of the thermostatic valve that you turn up and down that people have on somewhat newer radiators, but this sort of takes that to the next level. And with the smart valves, you can target individual radiators using the Netatmo thermostat. So what that means basically is you can say, and by the way, the thermostat and these valves can be integrated with Alexa or Google Home. So you can tell either, you know, Alexa to turn on the heating, but you can make sure you can tell it to turn off upstairs or turn on the spare bedroom heating, that kind of thing. So you get this individual room by room heating and scheduling as well. And it has an ingenious feature. It has an open window detection, and that really does prevent heat loss. Should you have a rad on this time of year, the upstairs window is open. Everyone's downstairs. No one knows. It will notify you and it'll turn itself off. They're not cheap, Matt. They cost about 80, 90 euros. Per valve. They sell them in pairs and four packs. You can buy them like that. But if you have a bigger house, and if you maybe a smaller family, so you're either all downstairs or you're all upstairs, great addition.
Okay. What's a Shelly Plus Plug S?
Now, Shelly is a brand that we've never talked about before. We have talked about smart plugs, but we have talked about vampire power, and that's the electricity that is drained by devices left on standby. And you would think that, you know, these devices, oh, well, it's turned off, it doesn't use much. And they don't. But when you add them up, and our homes, Matt, are littered with the charger that's plugged in, the TV that's off, the hi-fi, the various components, the bits and pieces. So the vampire power is a real part of, you know, kind of our energy life in a sense that can add substantial stealth costs, they call it, to annual bills. The Shelly plug is a Wi-Fi smart plug, and it's designed to eliminate waste, and it monitors real-time energy consumption, and it gives you it identifies immediately power-hungry appliances via the app, so you can set the custom schedules, and you can also completely cut the power, say, to your home office, monitors, printers, PC, everything via the plug. Nice features, €30 or so a plug. You'll get them online. I haven't seen Shelly for sale in the shops here yet, but a really nice idea for somebody who says, right, I'm going to have a look and I'm going to essentially do an audit of the household power drain, and we'll try and automate it and reduce the cost.
Okay. Now, for personal tech and leisure, you've some ideas as well. Why are you bringing up the Apple MacBook Neo for us?
And I think a valid point and question. The MacBook Neo is the new Apple Mac that's just out. And $699, it's the lowest price Mac they've ever made. It's very pretty, comes in wonderful colours. But I've included it today because it really achieves remarkable energy efficiency. I mean, this is top tier engineering by Apple to make this work. Mostly because it has the A18 Pro mobile chip, so the kind of chip you get in a mobile phone. But that means you get a completely fan-free silent device. You get about 16 hours of battery life out of it, but you don't have that spinning fan, which means you consume less power. The chassis itself is constructed from 90% recycled aluminium. And, you know, that combination of the A18 Pro chip and the fanless silent operation and the aluminium mean that you will charge this device less, using less power. So it is a computer that's really cool, really nice looking and good value, but it's the running cost, essentially, Matt, is reduced.
And then tell us about the Fairphone 6.
Fairphone have been around for a number of years, and they're an admirable company for so many reasons and the things they do. But they are kind of, people have said, you know, describe them as the pinnacle of circular technology. And so essentially, unlike standard smartphones, which, let's be honest, the makers have planned obsolescence built in there, the Fairphone 6 and their other phones, they are modular devices, and you have the ability to repair it yourself using a simple screwdriver. So if the battery degrades over a couple of years, you can replace it. If your screen cracks, you order a replacement part and you can replace it. And it is manufactured using ethically sourced fair trade materials. There's at least 5 years of guaranteed software updates, probably longer. But this DIY user repairable design, Matt, means that you don't have to spend €1,000 or more on a nice smartphone every couple of years, or the battery degrades and you have to change it. So it really is for the eco-conscious consumer who are, you know, I would say, fed up with the throwaway culture of modern smartphones. And at $549, it's a great phone for really decent money.
I think we've time for one other. The Anker Prime wall charger. Why would you want a wall charger?
Well, this is Anker's new, one of their new GaN chargers. And this uses gallium nitride tech rather than the silicon which used to be used. And essentially, what does that mean? It means that unlike existing chargers, which can be incredibly inefficient, but can be somewhat inefficient, and they lose a significant amount of electricity, and they have this excess heat, the GaN chargers are really more power efficient and nicely physically smaller. So you'll charge the MacBook Neo we mentioned, and a smartphone, and a pair of headphones or something like that simultaneously, because it has multiple sockets, and there's a USB-C and USB-A in there, but it's 50% smaller than the standard laptop charger. And because of the GaN technology, it's more efficient, Matt. So you will, if you're charging lots of stuff over the period of a year and the house full of devices, you know, it makes an impact on the bill and is worthwhile.
Thank you, Andy O'Donoghue.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.